Revocation Radio, that is Red, called Still Alive on your Thursday morning overload, 8:53 in the AM. John Walden here with you, as well as Mrs. Angela Hayes of AngelaHayesCounseling.com. And all the details on all of her new stuff and things that she's got going on for the new year. Nice little info pamphlet, if you will, or one-sheeter, as we like to call them. Right there on all of our social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, you can find it easy and simple. Follow us at MyRevRadio, and you'll see all the stuff about Angela and how to contact her and everything. We have three Revocation Radio listeners that have contacted Angela and working with Angela and seeing results, seeing success, and seeing breakthroughs. And so that's a truly beautiful thing. And she's also our friend. You know, she's been working with us for 7 months now, and it's just awesome to be, because this, to me personally, a counselor. When you are a Christian, you need somebody that understands the way that you're trying to do things. Yes, you are a licensed professional counselor. You've gone through the classes and you have the education to deal with it, but there's a new level when you have faith, and because we do want to trust God with everything, but we also need somebody to talk to, and and so you apply that and you pray for people, and I think that's a big deal. So again, Angela, that's our sister right there. So we're grateful to have her on board. And anything that you have that you want to add or whatnot, just like Nathan. And what we're talking about is healthy ways to cope with breakups. And Nathan added, he says, for marriage in particular, don't wait until you're having problems to start working on your marriage. It's always good to do a little routine maintenance. Amen to that.
Yes.
Wise words right there.
That should be broadcasted everywhere, Nathan.
No doubt. Well, it just was. All right, so we've got our final three. 8, 9, and 10, healthy ways to cope with a bad breakup, Angela. We need to know.
Number 8.
I didn't have time to get the sound bites. We were talking. It's your fault.
Fill your life with positive people. Mm. Music, books, movies, podcasts. It's very important you are mindful of what you see and what you hear, especially, I feel like that's all the time. Like the Bible said, focus on things that are pure and lovely. But it's especially true during a difficult time in your life as a breakup, to fulfill your life with positive things. Positive podcasts. There are so many different pastors online that do podcasts and do, or you can find them online and they're doing, I mean, there's just books, things that make you laugh. Humor is great, because you don't want to put a bunch of negative in your life. It's time to weed out the negative, especially during a breakup.
Because you've already got yourself. You're battling with yourself.
Yes.
And you need to keep filling with good things. Yes. Good things, good things.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice.
Number 9. Is focus outward. Volunteer somewhere, even if you volunteer to pet dogs. I mean, something. Volunteer a ministry of some kind, even if it's just, or serving at a food bank, working with the homeless, helping your church, being a greeter. If you've always wanted to sing, go be, try to be part of the choir. Something that you're focused outward. So you're not, or help somebody else you see that's having a difficult time. Listen to them, talk with them, because the more you focus outward, the more you're not focused on what's going on with you. And I'm not saying not to self-reflect and process through your emotions. You know, I'm a counselor. I'm all about that, but not all the time. Focusing outward is healthy, because you don't need to be in retrospect and thinking about things all the time.
Amen. Amen. And it's the last one, number 10. Now, is this the most important, or this is just last?
This is just loud. But it is very important.
Right.
Do not isolate. Mm. During this time, you are going to be tempted to isolate and not want to deal with people. Believe me, I can speak from experience when I have gone through breakups of different types in my life, that I want to close off and stay in my room and sleep and get under the covers, watch a movie, watch something on Netflix. I don't want to deal with anything during this time, but it's not healthy. Maybe for a day, you know, you want to have a day where you cry and you watch, you know, movies, or you sleep, of course. But if you're constantly isolating, it's just going to make you feel worse. So it's important that you stay connected. Like I said, about doing your normal routine things, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, getting dressed, going to work, taking a walk, you don't need to isolate yourself in your house. or away from people and friends. Go out and do activities. People, try new things. Meet new people. Because then you'll have people around you to support you through this time, and you won't be by yourself. Because it's always worse when we isolate, because everything goes in our head and we're thinking about everything all the time. And so you're going through the rabbit hole in your head all the time.
It's almost similar to sports, play through the pain.
Yes. And keep moving through it. Move forward. And you can identify and be mindful of your feelings. Like today, I'm having a very crappy day. I'm angry still, but I'm going to push through anyway. God help me get through this day. It doesn't mean you're not angry. It doesn't mean you don't have those feelings and you need to embrace those feelings, but it doesn't need to hold you back.
Right. And, you know, that's got me to thinking, at what point do you become the friend that people don't want to hang out with? Like, how much is too much when you're going and you're spending time with your friends, but you're talking about it nonstop? How do you limit that?
Well, you know, it's not funny, but it's ironic that you asked that, because I had somebody that reached out to me because their friends got tired of hearing about the breakup.
Yeah.
So that's when it's time. I think as a good friend, you can let somebody know, well, I understand you're still hurting. What can I do to help support you through this? Let's go do something together.
Yeah.
Make a suggestion. Let's go do something active. Let's go, I don't care if you play putt-putt, whatever. Play a card game. Play again. Something that will get them away from having to talk about it. That same, change the topic.
Right.
Still validate them. Say, oh, I hear what you're saying. This must be so difficult for you. I'm praying for you. Pray with them. And then say, okay, so let's move on to another topic.
Right.
In a kind way. Now, if they say, oh, no, wait, I'm not ready, then that's going to take some prayer and patience
right.
through that.
Yeah, it's like, well, maybe you should go pray about that at home.
Or seek some kind of, or seek counseling.
Absolutely.
That's what happened with the person I'm just talking about. They said, you know, I'm not the person that's going to help you any longer with this. I can't, because I'm just your friend. Maybe you should reach out for some professional guidance.
Yeah, true. Very good. Final words, final thoughts?
Breakups are very hard. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, because so many different feelings come up, rejection, discouragement, failure. But Psychology Today says that rejection is not a reflection on you. Now, I'm not saying that if the cause of the breakup, it takes two usually, but it doesn't mean that it has to be a reflection on you. It just can be time for you to tweak some things about yourself too, so that you're prepared for the next relationship.
There you go. AngelaHaysCounseling.com. That's how you get in contact and get more details about everything going on. And like I said, obviously it's right there on all of our social media. Easy to find, easy to see. And she's even tagged on our Facebook post. So you can find her page quickly and simple. And she'll talk to you through messages on there as well. So very nice. Angela, as always, great info. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for letting me be on.
Glad to have you. And more mental health moments coming up, obviously, as well. We're planning ahead. We're working ahead. It's beautiful. We're not doing it week to week. We're working it through. So anyway, more coming up from Angela during the 9 o'clock hour with the next mental health moment as well. Coming up next on the show, though, top 5 and 9 countdown. So I'll give you one song, and then we'll play somebody's 5 favorites of the day. If you have 5 you want to hear, well, text in 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. Because you know, I want to hear from you, and I want to play your music for you as well. More coming up. It's the Morning Overload, Revocation Radio.